This is Lefty McNeil, and you're listening to the Full Court Press. Let's give you the latest sports news for Thursday, February 9th, 2012. Looking at national sports, Georgetown men lost a heartbreaker to the Orange Men of Syracuse in basketball. The game went to overtime, final score 64 Syracuse, 61 Georgetown. More Big East news. Memphis has decided it's going to join the Big East for all sports in 2013. NCAA basketball rankings. Baylor women number one in the women's division, and Kentucky, you're number one in the men. Now, Tiger says he's against belly putters in golf. Tiger, wait to get to be a middle-aged guy, and you're probably going to like that belly putter. Hey, bad news from England. Fabio Capello quits as England's national soccer team just before World Cup qualifying begins. This is a big blow to British soccer. And speaking of thin ice, how about the Dutch? They had to cancel a national speed skating marathon in which 16,000 skaters were going to take part. The reason? Thin ice. Penguins star Sidney Crosby is back practicing. Will he be back on the ice in a game? We hope so soon. And India beat Sri Lanka by 4 wickets in cricket. Holy mackerel. We thought the Super Bowl was close. 4 wickets? And how about a little labor unrest news? You know, we think we got labor problems and union problems in America with people for and against them and fussing. How about in Brazil? Brazilian contractors and workers are striking, saying, hey guys, you don't pay us, we're not going to build the stadiums you need for the 2014 World Cup. Whoops. And for all you people who were upset we didn't get any snow, how about this news? Kathleen Martini of Germany is ranked number one in the women's two-woman bobsled rankings, and Alexander Zubakov of Russia is ranked number one in the men's four-men bobsled. And for those with you with a little better sense, spring is almost here. Pitchers and catchers are reporting to Florida. Nats are going to be loaded and going to make a run, I think, for the NL East. O's, you might be in trouble. Boxing news, Cuba versus Hungary this week in boxing. I mean, does anybody follow boxing? And how about some coming attractions? Next week, guys, don't forget Valentine's Day on the 14th. Psst, guys, Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue coming out. And on the 16th, Kent Island versus Queen Anne's County High School in boys and girls basketball. This is Lefty McNeil. Thank you for listening to the Full Court Press.